committee for Tuesday, February 4th, 2020 at 6:30 PM. Do we have any changes to the agenda? No.
No.
All right. Well, approval of minutes for November 5th, 2019.
Fine to me.
Fine. All right. The Dinsmore bench request.
Okay. So what you have before you is a request from Kendra Dinsmore to donate a bench to the city of Junction City in honor of her grandparents. They'd like to put it in Oak Meadows Park. And their grandparents are Leroy and Claire Tarian. Did I say that name right? Tarian. They're longtime residents of Junction City. And what they'd like to do, I guess, their grandchildren and great-grandchildren play in this park that's right there by their home, so they thought it would be really nice to give back to them and donate a bench in their honor at the park. I've already, the resolution 1031 was followed. Section 6 applies to this. And in your packet, you'll see that Ms. Dinsmore did a quote for the bench, as well as pictures of where she'd like to, they would like to put it at the park. The options are there. Any questions?
Just the spot that they want to put the bench, does it work for the park? I mean, is it? It does. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the only.
Yeah. And I asked her about the plaque. I emailed her today, and according to the resolution, it has to be 8x10 or smaller, and she was thinking of a 4x8, so it's plenty size to put on the bench.
And this is in what park? The
Oak Meadows.
Okay.
And which one is Oak Meadows?
It's off of U Street.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
All right.
Their home, I guess, backs up to the park itself.
Okay.
So in the picture.
Yeah, the first one.
Their house is just to the north, right here on the fence line. If you're looking at the picture on your left hand side, they're back there.
Anybody have anything on that?
I have no issues with it at all.
Sounds like a good idea.
I agree. I think that's great, and I'm glad that people like to donate, especially in honor of longtime citizens.
Okay.
I think that's great.
We will move it to council then.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
All right. Laurel Park upgrades.
Oh, sure. Before we do this evening, some discussion on some upgrades to Laurel Park. Director Warren and I myself have discussed a few different things that we would, a few ideas that we have for there. What we're looking for is committee to give us some direction on how they, what they would like to see there. I've included a bid for some security cameras that would be facing towards, let's see, one towards the gazebo / bathroom area. One towards the ball field, two towards the skate park, and one facing in towards the breezeway. I've also included some prices on different light posts that I, as the picture that Stephanie just handed out, it's kind of a rough idea of some places to put those along the sidewalk there. The reason for that is not only security, but as somebody that goes to Lower Elementary quite often at night for different activities, it's extremely dark. These are the same lights that we have at the pool that so far looked great. I'm very happy with them. And I kind of would like to tie all that whole area together in one, I shouldn't say, destination area, if you will. I've also wanted to get some direction on possibly moving the sidewalk in that's along Kalmia. If you've noticed before, it's the parking area isn't large enough or long enough for an average-sized vehicle. This is actually something that Jason and I looked at a couple years ago, is moving that in 5-6 feet, redoing that sidewalk, redoing the parking area, and this redoing that whole section there.
I'd like to point out in the picture we just handed out, actually,
yeah,
kind of ironic, you see two of the vehicles in that picture are actually hanging out the street.
Right. I saw that, yeah.
Even though they're angled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did kind of a rough drawing of how that sidewalk might look, going behind the sign there, planting something up in front of the sidewalk, around the sign, a bark area with some nice plants or shrubbery or something. And the yellow circles are proposed areas for possible lights. Like I said, this is just wanting to start the discussion. The sidewalk along the south side is pretty beat up also, so I would like to talk about replacing it also. The security cameras are, I think, as the committee knows, we've had quite a bit of graffiti, quite a bit of vandalism, damage to that park. In last year's CEP, we purchased all the new fixtures for in there. In those bathrooms. We haven't installed those yet because we're having so much
trouble
over there that we wanted to hopefully do some upgrades before we install that, just to have them tore up. So
are those restrooms locked at night?
They're currently locked at all times right now.
Okay.
We're having quite a bit of problem with drugs and
sure.
all sorts of things. So we went ahead and locked them. We last year purchased automatic locks that we can set for different times. They found a workaround, basically.
Wow.
So we're still working on that portion of it, but we're hoping with security cameras, more lighting, they, at least slows that down. I have, like I mentioned before, at the time, I think it was Director Knope, I believe it was at that time, we went and looked at these different projects, and I had, at that time, priced it out. I'd have to obviously get new bids for the sidewalks, but I would estimate, with Public Works doing the tear out, I think we should estimate right around $8,000 to $10,000 per section of sidewalk, and about the same $8,000 to $10,000 for the asphalt work to replace the parking strip.
So about $25,000 for all of it.
Between $25,000 and $30,000 for.
Is that going to give us more parking? It doesn't look like
it. It won't give us more parking.
Just to get them a little more off the streets.
Exactly. Yeah.
You'll gain a couple of spaces because people will no longer have to park diagonal. They'll be able
That's
to park
true.
Head
yeah.
in.
Yep.
So you'll gain like one or two spaces.
What about lighting? What's that gonna have you? You just, like I said, no, you just said you were still gonna talk about it. Do you have any idea what that's gonna?
Each of the light posts, if, assuming we use the single head fixtures, are $700 each. That doesn't include installation. Public Works will install them. We'll have to run the conduit and have the electrician terminate them. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I haven't gotten bids on yet because I want to discuss with you guys first, see if it's something you'd even want to entertain.
So what's the price difference for the double?
They are $950 for the double.
It's like about $300 more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
The double we have in front of the pool, it's pretty bright.
Can we do like a couple of doubles and a couple singles too?
Absolutely. If that's something.
Because what's our budget?
This will be funded out of the parks capital outlay projects.
Okay.
We currently have roughly $29,000 in that. And
you probably have, right now, you're probably getting closer to the $30,000, $35,000 mark in this year's budget. And probably from a figuring standpoint, you'll probably want to figure $2,000-$2,500 per light fixture installed.
Right, installed.
So, weren't you talking cameras too?
The cameras.
Yeah. We'd like to, like I said, mention install cameras. I did include one bid. I haven't received any other bids yet. That's under our $5,000 procurement limits, so I don't necessarily, I'm not required to, but if you'd like me to, I absolutely can.
Would you need to, since this is from September of 19, would you have to get another one? Or would they honor this?
I could have them up. I would have them update the.
Okay.
Yeah. But as talking with this contractor, it hasn't changed.
I'm just curious, you have a good place to store the recording?
Yes, actually we do. It will go in, if you remember where the concession stand was at when they're in softball field, or in softball games, that would work perfectly in there. And JCA will still be able to store their stuff in there, Babe Ruth stores their stuff in there.
So that area is pretty secure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And eventually there will be a point where there'll be the city's network will be available over there, so in the future that could also be relocated to Public Works, City Hall, wherever.
Someplace, yeah. Okay.
So is that something you'd be able to pull up like on your guys' computers? Is it wireless that way, or would you have to go down and?
We would have to
do
go
it
there.
Okay.
For now. Right, for now. This is all the system that they would be installing is very upgradable. This is a very basic system for them. This has quoted five cameras. The switch that we'll be putting in actually has room for eight, so we can add more later if we find a spot that we feel isn't covered or we'd like to add. So.
Well, yeah, I'd like to see bids for all of it, because I think it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a little concern about lighting the park. I mean, I like the idea of lighting it. I just hope it doesn't invite people to come down and be there more. I mean, you know, the wrong people to be there more. But I understand we need the lighting. We need the security, for sure.
It might discourage them, too, if there's enough lighting that they're seeing who knows which way.
Yeah.
Because they're sleeping down there now. Maybe it'd be too bright later.
Yeah. I feel like I don't necessarily have the facts, but I feel like the folks sleeping in there has slowed down quite a bit after we replaced the lights in there with much brighter ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't have any facts to back that up other than we haven't had people in there in the morning, so we went to go do rounds. So
Either that or getting up before you get there, right?
No, there's one all the time.
Yeah, I think bids are a good idea. I'm all for sidewalks. Would the sidewalks come out of a different fund? Or is that included?
It would be, part of it come out of that fund, part of it could come out of Public Works Street Fund. There's a few different areas we could pull funding for that.
Yeah, I just want, this is like one of our main parks, and I want it to be inviting and good looking, and I want the right people to use it for the right reasons.
Right. And I think this is the beginning steps of getting there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few other ideas though that we'll be probably talking to you about in the next few meetings.
I think this, the moving the sidewalk and making it safer to park
mm-hmm.
is a good idea too. And it'd probably be cheaper to do it all at once, right? And do it a little here, a little there.
Yeah.
Well, and you're going to want to put like your conduit for your lighting under the sidewalk and, you know, kind of minimize your disturbances that way, so it makes sense to do them together.
Okay.
Yeah, as far as the lighting, whether we have single or double, leave that up to you guys, which best, I mean.
We might want to have the city engineer look at looking at lighting impacts. I forget the technical term for it.
That's funny. I have, this website has the diagram of what it's going to need the engineer to.
Is that for lighting for disturbing like neighbors and different stuff?
Making sure we got the coverage that we were thinking we've got mm-hmm. and how much, I think what they call it, lead off, right? There's a term for
it.
Would impact, you know, how much is it, are the neighbors going to see mm-hmm. of that light, like shining through their window or something like that?
Yeah.
Right.
They do it with street lighting all the time, so.
Okay. Looks good.
Okay. Proceed with receiving bids for sidewalks, installation of lighting, asphalt for the parking strip, and would you like to see one more or two more bids for the camera system, or are we happy with that?
I'm happy with that, but you could, I mean, if you want to get more bids, that's fine, but I mean, I don't know if you know the company and trust them, that's the important thing.
They've done work for the city in the past and have done good work in the past, so.
At least that's my opinion.
I don't think it would hurt.
Okay.
I mean, it would just would probably be a little more work for you, but I don't think it would hurt to take a look at it.
Yeah.
Or have another one or two.
Since it is Aaron Crowley, he ties into the city, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's a sweetheart. And who knows, somebody may give you a better deal.
Okay.
Are we good on that?
Yep.
All right, the agenda forecaster review and discussion.
Okay, so in the forecasters, the current business is listed of what we're discussing, projects and pending business items. Are there any changes or additions you all would like to see or add?
So, sometimes I get this meeting and community development confused. Community development more of that's the downtown? Is that right? Okay.
Right.
Sometimes when we're talking about lighting, I'm like, let's light the whole town right now. I'll bring it up at both meetings.
That's right. That was the tree lights and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So a culture study needs to be completed to determine the Native American artifacts. Do we have to do that unless you're going to do something digging? Isn't that correct?
Correct. Yeah, that's, yes.
We don't have to do anything with that
at this
point?
That cultural study is kind of in a holding pattern, really due to the fact we haven't got a lot of great feedback yet from the reserve yet as far as what they would like to see in that parklands. And there is the ability that to maybe looking at the city combining that in as part of a parks master plan update, so it wouldn't have to be a separate project. So there's a couple of things that are in the wings that could impact whether or not this stays as a standalone project.
Good on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other business?
Yes, another business. I was wanted to get committee's opinion and thoughts on if two things. Lyle Day Park, kind of similar to this discussion on Laurel Park. What would the committee like to see, if anything, added, looked at, done at Lyle Day? Not that I think anything is wrong with how things are set up. I just want to make sure that everybody's on the same page with what the community needs and wants over there.
Are there a lot of kids in that area? Little kids?
Yeah, there are.
Because I didn't see the playground. There's any playground equipment, is there?
There is a small playground.
Small, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep. There's currently, well, there was horseshoe pits. We removed them. We have to rebuild them. They were pretty well beat up, so we removed them. We replaced those. It has a one tennis court, which we are due to resurface this year. It's in the 1920 CEP to resurface that. Two half-court basketball courts. Bathroom facilities that are only used when by Camp Sunshine?
Yeah,
Camp Sunshine. And they're used a little bit with the Scandia run. They use the storage facility, not the bathroom, but the storage facility. Other than that, the bathrooms aren't used. I would like to get them to the point where they could be open at all times, but that's going to take some work. I think Public Works has, we've brainstormed some good ideas to get it there. But kind of like I mentioned, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page of what we want that facility to look like.
Now Lyle Day, that's by Dairy Mart.
No, Lyle Day is right over here, across from
where the Winnebago does their.
Right.
Okay, yeah, there. And well, the Dairy Mart store there.
Or Dairy Mart Corporate, yes, right? Yes.
Jeremy, yes. Yes. Like, yeah. Okay. Yeah. What's the other little, another little park, like off of Bowdoin or somewhere back at
Bergstrom.
Bergstrom. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Because that one doesn't have much in it either, does it?
No, it's got a lot of open grass area.
Yeah.
Yeah. And same with Lyle Day. It has a big open grass area. Like I said, a small playground area. I would like to redo or refurbish the lighting in through the path area there. I need to work with some electricians to see exactly what's going on there. But
I wonder about getting a couple of signs to put out where children play in the grassy areas, but then people let their dog.
Mm-hmm.
Out there, and they don't. There is a law against not.
There is a law, and we do have.
There was actually bags out there at one time, but yeah. People were stealing them as fast as they were putting them.
We have bags out there. We only put out a certain amount at a time. That's how we keep them from stealing something.
But I was thinking if they had signs stating it, you know, that it is against the law, if that would be helpful
mm-hmm.
for people to maybe do a little more. They know it is, I'm sure, but at right. the same time.
Do we have those at Laurel Park, too, the bags?
We have one over at, I don't believe.
Not in Laurel.
No. At Park by the pool.
There's one over at Tofdalma.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, Tofdal. I can't picture one at Laurel Park for some reason. Can't picture where it's at if we do. We should.
We should, if, yeah. I can't think of one over there either.
Right, I can't picture where that is if we do. Yeah, I mean, that can definitely, yeah, we have those at the shop. What kind of spurred this conversation is, like I mentioned, we have some money set aside in the CEP to refurbish that tennis court, but is that what the community wants? Do we need a tennis court there? Is it used? We have two tennis courts over at Bailey. Would it be a spot for a dog park? Would it be a spot for pickleball court? You know, a full court basketball court? You know.
I think, especially with Winnebago having a lot of their people stay there and a lot of them have little dogs that they travel with, that maybe, I just don't think that tennis court gets used.
Right.
And there are a couple more down the street and then the high school's tennis courts also.
Yeah.
I just feel like we have a whole lot of tennis courts and not as many tennis players.
Right. Yeah, that was one idea that we've been kicking around is rather than using, I believe it was $10,000 we have set aside, would be instead of, rather than using that $10,000 to refurbish the court, would we use that to start towards a dog park there, or like I said, a full court basketball court, or a, you name it.
Has the pickleball thing picked up? I know they were, didn't they do something, was it at Bergstrom that they did?
They did a court in the breezeway at Laurel.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I haven't heard much more about it lately. No. I do know it's very popular.
It's very popular right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So also in this year's CEP, we have both sets of tennis courts were to be resurfaced. So my idea was over at Bailey, making provisions for pickleball there. From what I understand, and I don't know much about it, it's generally people bring their own nets, so all they would need is different lines.
Right.
So, like I said, it's something I definitely need to research more about before.
Have you had any feedback from the community on what they want? You know, just in general talking about things.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I wanted, is some feedback from others on what they would like to see in that area. If anything, if everybody's happy with how it is, then great, we'll resurface the tennis court, and I'm happy either way. I was wanting to basically start looking at each park one, maybe not one meeting at a time, but throughout the year, making sure we're setting up the speed on the little things.
Right.
Meeting your needs.
So would we go about finding out what the community wants? Do we need to do it like is it a public hearing? Do we need to send something out to them? How did we do that?
I think people would read and think we did it in the utility bills.
We could do it in the flyer.
The flyers and the utility bills.
Definitely do it in the stuffer. Yeah, I could definitely do that, put it in a monthly billing.
Over the city has done a lot of different attempts for outreach for parks related issues, and quite frankly, none of them have been very successful. Mm-hmm. We're talking single digit percentage response rates. So. Mm-hmm.
And until you actually make the decision,
do something,
and then they
want to.
Yeah, but I know we've tried to survey monkey.
Yeah,
we've tried that before, and from what I understand, it didn't do much. But a mailer is an easy way to do it if that's what you'd like to see. And if we get some response, then great. If not, then
we try.
Probably would be worthwhile maybe reaching out to the Tri-County, see if they can run an article in the local paper, kind of advertising like a meeting to come talk about the particular park, you know, at a date and time specific.
See, this is where it would be good if we had our little welcome to Junction City light up board where we could put something big to catch people's eye too.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong meeting.
Yeah. Okay, we can definitely do that. Maybe try to get some feedback on if folks would like it, dog park there.
Yeah, I feel like we should do our due diligence first,
yeah,
and then if we have to be the ones to make the decision, then we'll make the decision.
Yeah,
I can work with Superintendent Tracer to come back to the next meeting with maybe some examples of some stuff that can be published and maybe a little more fleshed out plan. So then if the committee still wants to move forward, then we'll have the ability to plug in dates and be able to move that to that next step.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Anything else?
I did want to ask also, about a year ago, council tabled the discussion of incorporating the range 10 acres of rain tree property we have out off of Bailey Lane, I guess it is. Would committee like for us to start working on that again?
I would for sure.
Was that before we were on there? It was.
Yeah, it was.
It was previous council.
It's that pond. Back there.
Yeah, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I just didn't know. I didn't know anything about it, so I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Previous.
At that point in time, the city was just trying. That particular 10-acre parcel is not in city limits, so the city is very limited in what it can do with it. So at the time, what was trying to be accomplished was to bring that 10 acres into city limits. And at the time, a couple of folks who lived in the area were very concerned about the city bringing it in because they were afraid that they would have no input in on the final design of the park, even though the only thing on the table being discussed was bringing that parcel into city limits. So there was some confusion of process. So at that point in time, the council just decided to table it and move forward with it at a later date.
So the only thing I've thought of since, like you had pointed it out, you know, last night was we have a park a block away, well, one neighborhood block away, I guess, down the street. But then since Bill's here, how would that work later going into maybe building a bigger park out a little bit, you know, on our just out of town properties? Where, because I thought you wanted an event center or something.
Yeah. One thing to keep in mind with this 10 acre parcel is probably of all the city owned property, the most challenging to develop to be used for a park due to the detention pond on there. Due to the fact that there's the drainage way on the east side of that 10 acres, and the city doesn't really have an actual access, like a public access, back to Bailey Lane for this property. The thought at the time was bringing this 10 acres in lets the city play by its own rules versus the county rules and trying to address some of the issues for access to that parcel. It's in, you know, Councilor DeMarco can throw something at me if I'm too far off, but this 10-acre parcel really doesn't impact the thought of an event center out, because it's, number one, it's not big enough, and number two, it's back to access and location again, whereas the property out at the city's lagoons, it's on High Pass, it's on a major thoroughfare, so access is a lot easier to address there for that type of thing versus a 10-acre parcel in the middle of some residential area.
I do know that after reading through the minutes of that meeting, I was at that council meeting, but I read back through the minutes, and a lot of the folks were concerned about parking in that area and traffic, so, you know, these are some of the things that might come back up again.
Is that flood area too?
What's that?
Is that in the flood zone, or is it?
That I don't know. I'd have to ask.
The flood zone wetlands goes to the gravel road.
It does.
So you have an area, if you're out there, you're looking at it, the drainage way runs north-south, it veers off to the tench point, comes back out, continues to head north through Pitney Village. And to the east of that drainage way, as it goes straight into Pitney Village, is a little lower overflow spot. It's technically part of the city's as well. That area plus the drainage way is in the wetlands floodland area. If you get on the other side of the gravel road, it's out there, so the area that's remainder of the parklands is not. That was done through the Corps because all of that drainage way were relocated and things had to be redone in a certain way. So.
I would just be concerned too is what kind of, it'd be kind of a little park, one way in, one way out. Would we get a lot of unwanted guests, I guess, you know?
Yeah, I don't think there's any plans for that. It's mainly cleaning it up, so, because it's in the county right now, and it's our property, right? Mm-hmm. So this would just bring it into the city.
Oh, just bring it into the city, not make a park.
Right, right. Currently, this is not developed. Just to move a line on a map is all we're looking to do at this point.
Got it. I thought, like, when you said, like, the park lane, I thought we were going to be doing another park, and I'm like, we have one a block away.
If we were going to do something with that, there's other parks that need a whole lot more than that place. That, I mean, there's not much they can do with it.
Oh, yeah. I'm all for bringing it into the city, yeah.
If we do end up, if this ends up happening, then I could foresee maybe plowing that area, having a farmer come in, making it a little nicer, and getting the grass a little nicer in there. Just for one, for our mower maintenance.
Yeah.
Meeting the snot out of our mowers, but also just have a nicer grass area for the kids. Not even irrigated or anything at this time, just
a green space.
Yeah.
It's the green space, yeah.
I know a lot of people go there and just walk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Walk around the pond.
Yep.
So I don't know if there's something there you could do. I mean, just put sod or whatever for walking thing, but other than that, I don't know.
Right.
Well, part of what we've got to address too is we'll be concerned from our insurance carrier with if we start to do things that encourage public use around that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I would actually lobby to throw a fence up.
Yeah.
So there may be some minor improvements like that, but even with right now, without being out of the county, we can't even do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But we could, you know, something along those lines is we could, I have no clue what the circumference of that would be, but mark it off as, say it's a quarter mile, I don't know, but label it as that so folks could walk that path around that area. Well, there's something basic like that.
Yeah. Or that might be a good area for a dog park.
It might be a good area for a dog park.
That's what people do. They take their dogs down there.
Right, right.
But it's the reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Folks using me.
Yep.
That green space there for their dogs quite often.
But at current time, if we were to proceed with this and brought it into city limits, at this point, that's all I would, all I would ask to do is, like I said, possibly plow it, disc it, nicer.
Yeah.
And throw some grass seed on it and wish it well.
Now, does the road that's up at Bailey that goes along the back way, like along the back fence, his back fence there, is that?
That's private. We have a maintenance access easement only.
Okay, but that is, okay, I didn't know if that was private, because I see it's marked private, but I didn't know if that was city private or something.
It's private property, we have a access easement as well.
Okay.
Yeah, because originally the stub street was intended to go across that drainage way to be a vehicular access to that area. And then there's the cul-de-sac on the most, kind of on the northeast corner, that was intended to have a pedestrian footbridge across the drainage way for park access. If you look in the Parks Master Plan, that's what was envisioned at some point. reality of having a vehicular access across the drainage probably would never happen, but maybe a pedestrian footbridge or something.
Yeah, that'd be nice for people because they have to walk down that ditch. Right. And
yeah. It'd just be a lot easier to get that through the core versus something for vehicle.
For vehicle, yeah. Yeah.
If you look at what Public Works did by the water tower, that 100 feet, basically 100 feet was about $1 million.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's kind of what I said at the time, too.
So why are we wanting to do something with it now?
What's that?
Why are we wanting to do something with it?
No, I was using that as an example why we wouldn't do the vehicular access.
Right. But we own it, is that what you're saying?
We own it, but it's out in the county.
And so why does that?
We have to conform to county zoning codes and zoning rules. And since that was an agricultural use of property, we were limited to what's allowed in the agricultural zone. So anything we want to do doesn't fall under the usage under agricultural. If we annex it into the city, then it becomes a public lands because of the city zones now applied to it. And then it lets us do things like the fence up, plow the field, all those other things. I was just talking about what the future master plan was, which, if the committee remembers correctly, I was previously advocating for updating the park's master plan. Mm-hmm. Especially with Raintree taking another look at it and saying what is really realistic there.
No, I'm all for making it part of the city.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do.
Sandy?
We'll start working with Terry to figure out the steps exactly. That's something really new to me, so I'm going to need some help with it. So.
Did we actually ever close that public hearing on that?
Yeah.
We did. Okay.
Yeah, it was voted down.
Okay.
All right. You good? Anything from our big audience?
No, I'm not really here because you're not posted for a quorum, and we're a quorum if I'm here tonight.
Okay.
I'm silent. Thank you, though, for the consideration.
Okay. All right. I'm still learning. That's going to be my excuse. I'm still learning.
You're doing great.
All right. Then we are adjourned at 7:14.